Hey guys, Dr. Ben here. Welcome to a Power Pack Brokerpreneur Bite. Get ready to dive into proven strategies for recruiting top talent, retaining your best agents, and skyrocketing sales in the next 10 minutes. I'm your host, of course, Dr. Ben Spears, along with our real estate guru, Matt Vai. Join us as we unravel the secrets to take your brokerage to new heights. Let's dive in.
Two quotes. Abraham Lincoln said, if he had 6 hours to chop down a tree, he's going to spend 5 hours sharpening his axe.
Right.
And I think it was Einstein that said, if you give me an hour to answer or to solve a problem, I'm going to spend the first 59 minutes trying to figure out what the right question is.
Right. Absolutely. And so if we're trying to take a really close look at whether we're having good results with recruiting or not, our questions have to match our answer has to match the questions that we're asking.
Yep.
Okay. So some of this can be personality, right? Am I the kind of person that really likes to look at the pennies and make sure they're all counted the same way and everything? And some of it is I really watch the time clock because that turns into money. And so that's all the technical side of it. And which is fine. But just make sure that the answer that you're looking for, that you're measuring with, is a technical answer.
Yes.
If you're doing things tactically, make sure the answer that you're looking for is a tactical answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me say this two different ways, right? So a technical way would be me saying, okay, so in the first 9 months of the year, I hired 21 agents. I lost 7 agents. That makes a net of 14 agents. Ben's over there keeping up with my math, okay, because my math is always screwy, right?
Yeah.
So let's say my net is 14 agents. My staff has spent X amount of time. Let's say that my staff has spent, let's just make it easy, 28 hours, right, on that. So now I can tell an idea financially how much it's cost me in staff hours to get those people hired. And if I want to hire more next year, I can take that same formula. And as long as I'm doing the same thing, I can say it's going to take 2 hours FTE per hire in order for me to get Y amount of people. So now my staff has to step up their part of what they're doing. So if I want to get 40 people during that same time period next year, then I have to have 80 hours dedicated as FTEs towards that process. And then I can measure. But so now let's be tactical about it. Let's say that I have 10% market share in the waterfront part of the business, because we'll stick with that example. 10% of the total market front sales that are made are with my company, and I want to grow that part of that. And so now I'm going to go after agents that have some market share in that part of the, and have a decent amount of market share
on the waterfront
in that part of the business, and that part of the market available. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to find agents, and I'm going to go after agents that are only over a certain amount of their business in that part. And so yep. I'm not going to go after agents that were that one hit wonder.
Yeah.
Meaning that they had 32 sales last year. For a total of 4 million, or which would be horrible, but anyway, for a total of 4 million.
So cars.
But they had a $2 million waterfront sale. And so that's not really my target audience. That's not going to give me, because they don't have more than 10%, which is exactly where I'm at. I need somebody to help me raise that level. So what I have to do is I have to take a close look at where I am, where I want to be, and then I have to be very tactical about hiring those people. What tools do I have in place that are going to help me hire those people? So recruiting is not just X plus Y equals Z.
Yeah.
And it's not one size fits all. You have to decide whether you're going to be very combined technical and tactical, which is what everybody actually should be. But that means your answer has to be a technical and tactical answer.
Right.
Right. X amount of my agents are going to be just net hires, but Y amount of my agents are going to be waterfront specialists that do more than Z amount of business already in the market and have historically.
Yeah,
that's a complete recruiting plan.
Yeah, and if you do that, does that mean you? I guess that's where the question you're asking, right? Let's say someone comes and they say, "I've sold 32 homes and I got a $2 million waterfront listing,"
mm-hmm.
And maybe you're asking that question of, "Okay, I really want to increase my waterfront." Blah 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 blah. Are you telling that person like to go away? Or are you saying, Uncle, let me have a technical question?
Yeah, to hell with what Matt said.
Yeah.
You're hired.
I'm changing it. I was going tactical, but now I think with you, I'm going to go technical.
That's right. We're going to sign the paper and put a little TAC up at the corner here. No, what that means is that you would shift your resources that you're spending because now you've already hit a certain threshold with number of people that you're going to hire.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't mean that you're going to throw that person away or throw that opportunity away, but does that person fit? Right? Because we talk about being authentic all the time, right? So does that person fit into your organization? If they do, absolutely, we'd still hire them. But now we just have to double down on the effort with the waterfront people. We would spend more time, effort, and energy on those waterfront people if that was truly what we were trying to go after.
Right.
Now we're being intentional about who we hire. And if you have a plan like that, how much easier is it to create your content for the year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know who you're going after? Yeah.
If you have an idea of how you're handling that, you know what your content is. You've got an idea of what your ad spend is, right? You've got an idea of what your events are. Now you know who to use as your brand ambassador in the office, right?
Yeah, yeah. Matt just wrote an article for our blog called, I think it was called something like, How Long Does Recruiting Really Take? Mm-hmm. And one of the things in there is it talks about building that avatar so right. that you're really speaking to the right person instead of trying to spend hours upon hours and minutes upon minutes speaking to everybody.
Which is a waste.
Exactly. Which is a huge waste of time. So now we kind of have a grasp of what tactical is, right? It's machine guns and Rambo knives. We know what technical...
A little compass on the back.
We know what technical is, right? It's the IT guys. You're like, oh. Now, we know the questions to ask. How are we tracking this? Where are we putting this information? Mm-hmm. Does it just go in the back of our head and we're going to be really smart and we're just going to remember it all?
No. So it depends on how many people are on your team helping you out with this mm-hmm. is part of it. Of course, we can walk you through this as part of the recruiting assessment that we do. But we would want to track it on a Google spreadsheet is what we would do. And the reason why is because everybody that is accountable and responsible for being in that sheet should be able to get into that sheet.
Yes.
They should be able to update it with whatever information is absolutely positively relevant. It should not have any more on it than what is needed to be on it. Let me say that again. It should not have any more on it than is needed to be on it. This is not some big, robust 98-page workbook.
It doesn't make it better.
That's exactly right.
More isn't always better.
That's exactly right. So you would
It's not the size of your spreadsheet.
That counts. All right, so I'm going to keep moving here. So what we're going to do is we would put a spreadsheet together that has the things in it that we need to track. So that way we're paying attention to those items. That's what we would truly be doing yep. is only looking at the things that are going to be the most relevant. Otherwise, we end up getting focused on things that we don't need to be thinking about.
Yeah.
And we start taking these little things that they start creeping in and pulling us in a different direction. And we start analyzing stuff. And we're saying, we looked at this. And was there really a pattern here with this when there should have been with that? The answer is just no, man.
Yeah.
The answer is keep it simple. Keep it short, to the point. Make it, whether it's technical or some combination of both of those, so that you can know that you got the results that you needed to get.
Yeah, if it's confusing.
You won't use it.
You won't use it. No one else is going to use it. And as soon as... Let's say you would lose an admin or lose a person the part of their job is to be in it. They're just going to be like so overwhelmed.
Right.
It's not even funny. And you're honestly going to be overwhelmed and irritated, even train the next person.
That's right.
To use it.
So we don't want that. Yeah, that's not what we're looking
functional.
For. That's right. And that's it. To the point, functional, helpful, keeps you on track. That's what it is that you do.
Exactly. All right. You want to summarize this up before I close it up?
Yep. So really quick. So pay attention to net hires, right? That's certainly a key performance indicator, KPI. But we also want to take a look at the technical and tactical side of time, resources, and results. And then we want to make sure that you're judging your success not based on a tactical answer if all of your questions were technical about time, resources, and results.
Correct.
Right? Just make sure that those things match. Make sure that the answer that you're looking for can be given as part of the result of what happens from the question you asked.
Okay. I love it. All right, guys, if you are listening to this on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, any of those places, make sure you hit that button and follow the podcast. If by some chance you are listening or watching to this on YouTube, make sure you hit that red subscribe button at the bottom and that bell right beside of it. You'll get notified every time we drop a new episode. If you just want to see everything in one place, go to prospectboomerang.com, click on podcasts at the top. There's also a little form, a little box on that page. Put your name and your email in there. It's absolutely free, and we will send you free recruiting tips, tricks, and hacks every single month. We do these podcasts. We create all these guides and give all this information away for one reason and one reason alone. And why is that, Matt?
I'm going to give it to you two different ways, one technical and one tactical.
Okay, but the technical, you have to do it in a robot voice.
I can't do a robot voice.
No.
The technical one is we give you these so that you can have the answer you want, so that you can end up with the results you want, so that you'll be happy doing listening to our podcast and doing things with us. The tactical the tactical answer is because we just want to be part of your win.
Yeah, I'm going to do a robot. I'm going to do a robot voice sometime. See you guys.